You know what I'm getting ready to say will kind of sound bizarre at first, but the more I keep talking, the more it will make sense. And I'll bring it back to a biblical perspective at the end, maybe in the middle, maybe at the beginning, who knows. So we're all playing roles down here. And so you know it's just a storyline because everybody's playing a different role. You used to be the child. Then you became the parent. Then your parent became the child. You used to be a employee. Then you owned a business. Or you used to own a business, then you became an employee. You used to be a teenager under some adult's authority, then you become the authority. You used to be a carpenter, then you changed and said, I don't want to be a carpenter anymore, I'm going to be an electrician. Or you used to be a nurse, then you started traveling. You used to be just a consumer, then you became an investor. Is it starting to become clear? Your roles change in the scroll. If your roles are changing, every role that you have is just temporary. You used to be walking on earth as a human, then you die and you get a new body. You used to be insecure, then you got confident. You used to be afraid, then you got unafraid. You used to be a McDonald's hamburger flipper, then you became an Uber driver. Your roles change throughout life. And you have multiple roles playing right now. You're a parent, but you might be a spouse at the same time. The man might be a husband, a father, a lover, a boss, a contractor, all at the same time. Think about that. Look at all the roles you're playing. And they're all just roles. They're not the real you. They're just roles. It's just a script. And each role that you play is to teach you to have compassion on other people playing their roles. And it's designed to wake you up that no matter what role you play, your identity is not in that role, but it's in Christ and Christ alone. If you get your identity out of your car or your shoes or your house or your social standing or your pocketbook or your wallet or your tools or your position in society, it's just a role. It's just a role, and it's a temporary role. When you end up in the nursing home, nobody's going to remember you. God might. The other people in the nursing home with you, the nurses. And remember, those nurses are just playing a role. They're just there temporarily. People can change jobs in a split second. They can be promoted. The role changes. Everybody's role will change. It's all right. It's to teach you. It's to teach you a lesson. A lot of times we hang on to those roles for a long time, right? You hang on to those roles because you really just hang on to that identity that you're hanging on, that you hang on for dear life, you know. You're hanging on for dear life. But none of those roles are actually really you. Mm-hmm. none of those roles are really you. You're just playing the role for a time being, for a season. You're just playing the role of a mother. That's not really who you are. You're playing the role of a boss. That's not really who you are. You're playing the role of a whatever. It's temporary. Because one day, you get your new body up in heaven praising God. So if your roles are changing, if it's a temporary role, because you're going to be leaving this place either by rapture or death. And so you look back and you say, oh, all those different roles I play, that's not even who I am. Who am I? Who am I? If your identity is not in Jesus, you're nobody. You can play those roles all day long, but if your identity is not in Christ, it don't matter. It was all vanity. So if you do get your identity in Jesus, whatever role you play, it can be worthwhile, even though it's temporary, because your identity is not down here, but above. Oh, you're a teacher, a preacher, a prophet, a prophetess, or a, you can solve all mysteries. That's just a temporary role. All mysteries have been solved. The Bible makes it clear. It's just a revelation right now. Everything's being revealed. It's a progressive revelation. It was already there when you were born, right in front of you. God told me that. I really had no idea 12 years later that it would be so profound. I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, it is right in front of you. But he didn't say it like that. He said, it is right in front of you. 6 months later, I asked him again. I was just sitting in my living room, just sitting in the chair, just like, what's going on? He said, it's right in front of you. It is right in front of you, in a stronger tone. Like, don't ask me again. I told you once, I'm not going to change my mind. I said, okay. And so 2 months later, I was still looking. I looked, you know, the first time he told me, I looked in front of him and there was a shelf there with some book, like some paper and some books and just a shelf full of just stuff. And I thought, what does he mean? 6 months later, he said it's right in front of you. I'm still looking at that same bookshelf. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And 2 months later, I said, I said, Lord, I just don't see it. I can't get it. And I went back to shipping some books, and it was about 3 a.m, and I was tired. I jumped into bed, and my feet were at the end of the bed. My head was towards where the pillow is. And between the bed and the door and the wall is like 20... Between the wall and the end of the bed, it's probably about 2 foot, maybe 18 inches to 2 foot. And right there in that space, I looked back and I saw the Shekinah glory. It didn't cast a shadow. It didn't shine. It was just like a neon bulb, but you could actually see through it to the wall. And it faded away like the Star Trek movie. It just faded away. Like it appeared, but the thoughts that went through my mind, at first I was shocked. And I almost was afraid, and then all of a sudden that just went away, and I was just in peace. I thought, should I jump into that? And is this a portal out of this place? What is that? What am I seeing? What just happened? And it was like peace came over me, and I watched it fade away, and I went to sleep. I said, and I thought to myself, yeah, I guess aliens do exist. But at the time, I didn't know what it was, you know. I thought I was being snatched out of this place. I thought, is this the rapture? What's going on? What is happening? But I was so tired, I went to sleep. And then when I got up, I woke up. Got up to go ship some books, you know. And I was stumbling, and I couldn't walk without holding on to the wall. And I was being downloaded if you want to call it that. I was being revealed, put it that way. But I'll call it downloaded. I was being downloaded all this stuff that I've been passing on. Thank God I was grounded in the Bible, because I would have went off the deep end like the rest of the esoteric people. Thank you, Lord, for waiting till I was grounded in my Bible, you know? And I guess he knew that. And I realized over time my calling was to break the lies of the esoteric and show that everything points to Jesus. Everything points to the scripture. Everything points to the spiritual reality that everything's held together by Jesus. If you read Colossians 1 and 2 really slow, you'll see. By him all things consist. Everything is held together by Jesus. Even me speaking this recording, it's only by the mercy and grace of God holding it all together. By having a sound mind, anything that we do is all Jesus. You can't do anything without him. Without me, you can do nothing. And so all these works-based salvation people think they can do something. Well, he says clearly, without me, you can do nothing. Nada. Zilch. Zip. Without me, you can do nothing. So, there you go. You're in a story. It's not your story, it's his story. It feels like your story. When you're in the flesh mind, it feels like your story. But when you're outside the story, in the spirit, you say, oh, I'm just playing a script. I'm just playing a role. What role am I playing now? What role am I playing today, Lord? All right, so you're going to work today and you're just going to play the role of an employee. But next year, I might make you a boss man. Or a landlord or whatever. It's just a script. But don't get your identity out of that job or that marriage or that career or that church. Don't get your identity out of this place. Get your identity in me. That woman you're so in love with, don't even get your identity out of her. And when she clings to you and tries to get her identity out of you, and you being a fallen human, and she gets disappointed, tell her to get her identity in Jesus and then come back and be a wife who has her own identity as a helpmeet suitable, you know. If the woman don't have her identity, she's going to be running the streets chasing other men. If a man don't have his identity, he's going to be running the streets chasing other women. It's all identity, people. And if you get your identity right, all your addictions go away. Because ADDI, addiction, is divided mind. But ADID is a sound mind. Your identity is in Christ alone. It's just a game. It's just an Archon game. The Archons are messing with you, and you don't even know it. You think it's you. You think that's your identity. You think those are your thoughts. Yeah, whatever.